talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say at our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
There's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was some nice home-themed Christmas music that we heard at the just a couple minutes ago, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to our show producer, Colin Voigt, for putting that together. And if you would like to request, we play a home-themed song, even if it's a Christmas home-themed song, at the beginning of our show, please visit Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page. Make a comment requesting a song, and if we play your request, we'll send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Also, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which takes place every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, also at the brand new Gilliard in downtown Charleston. Well, today's radio show is coming to you from Ultimate Gutter Guard and Bath Solutions by Southern. And we're very proud to have Ultimate Gutter Guard and Bath Solutions by Southern as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. As I mentioned, coming up January 27th through the 29th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And we'll be talking with Brian Bogla. Also, we'll be talking with QEI Security and Technologies' Melissa Wetzel. In addition, we'll be talking with Dana Armstrong with California Closets, and also a good friend of the magazine, Rick Jackson, with Carolina Machine Finishing. Well, this is a busy time of year for Charleston Home and Design. We're putting finishing touches on our next issue, and we're very proud of the person who we've got on our cover. I can't reveal to you who that is, but I will tell you it is one of the people that you see on Bravo's hit TV show Southern Charm. And so you'll have to wait until the first week in January to get your peek at who's on the cover. But we're going to be stepping inside one of the homes of one of the characters on Southern Charm, so that's exciting to hear. And listen up for details, and hope you have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Ultimate Gutter Guard and Bath Solutions by Southern, and we're very proud to have Ultimate Gutter Guard and Bath Solutions by Southern as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 27th to the 29th. At the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Brian Bogla with Ultimate Gutter Guard and Bath Solutions by Southern. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thanks again for having us.
Sure. Brian, take a moment and tell everybody about Ultimate Gutter Guard and Bath Solutions by Southern.
Yeah, so we're obviously a home improvement company. We do everything from gutters and windows to siding and patio covers. We started doing bathrooms a few years ago, and we've got pretty much the best home improvement products that are available to anybody on the market.
Okay. Yeah, and we're sitting in your very spacious showroom here just off of Rivers Avenue, and let's kind of run through the different product offerings that Ultimate Gutter Guard and Bath Solutions by Southern has.
Sure. So if you come into our showroom here at 7110 Rivers Ave, you walk in and you'll be greeted by our office manager or myself. And in our showroom, we have all the products that we offer our customers. We have our walk-in tub, our walk-in showers. We also have our gutters on display, as well as our soffit and fascia for your eaves and overhangs. You'll see our siding displays, as well as our window displays, and the patio covers that we offer to our customers.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So it's a pretty good wide variety of products that Ultimate Gutter Guard and Bath Solutions by Southern. What's the what keeps you folks busiest the most?
Well, you know, in the summertime when it's really hot and we get a lot of rain, obviously our windows and our gutters are probably the majority of the jobs that we put up. When it gets a little nicer, like it is right now, we're really big on our patio covers. People are outside walking around their houses because we've got some beautiful weather. And they start noticing things going on with their homes. So when we have the rain, obviously our gutters, the heat, and the little bit of cold that we get here, our windows are very high interest. Right now, our bathrooms are probably one of our hottest items that we're doing for our customers.
Let's start with that then. How can Ultimate Gutter Guard and Bath Solutions by Southern help homeowners in the bathroom?
Sure. So depending on what you have in your bathroom now, if you have a standard tub in your home and you're more interested in something like a walk-in shower or even a walk-in spa tub, what we can do is we can come in and remove your tub that you have in the house now, and then we install a complete new system. These are our representatives. They have these iPads, and what they're able to do is take a picture of the bathroom area. We'll sit down with you on the couch at your house. We'll add different options, show you different features that are available to put into your bathroom. And before we walk out the door and leave you with that free no-obligation estimate, you'll know exactly what that walk-in tub or shower or that new bathroom will look like in your home.
Gotcha. And if someone is looking to replace their tub, you're not putting something, a liner over the existing tub and shower, or you're actually removing the old tub and shower?
That's correct. We're not big on putting a Band-Aid on top of an existing problem. If you have any kind of rotten wood or rotten floor space that you can't see from the surface, you definitely want to know about it. So what we like to do is do a complete removal, do a thorough inspection, make sure there's no rotten wood, no severe issues that need to be addressed, and then we'll put in our new system. If we were to come in and just put on a cover over your existing tub or shower, you're not going to know about any possible issues that are going on beneath the sink.
Mm-hmm. And what happens when Ultimate Gutter Guard and Bath Solutions by Southern runs into a problem with rotted wood or something, you know, that involves carpentry and maybe some other special trades versus, you know, what you're doing now?
Of course. So we don't sub out any work. All of our installers and all of our applicators are trained to do their job specifically. So when we come in and remove your existing tub or shower and we do come across those issues, we'll talk, of course, with the homeowner, show them the issues that are coming up and that need to be addressed. And then after we talk about it and look over it, we'll take care of those issues that are going on before we put in your brand-new walk-in tub or shower.
So you've got the skilled craftsmen in-house to do that kind of thing?
Absolutely. We have some of the best installers on the market, and they do an excellent job for our customers and for our company, of course, as well.
Gotcha. So if you are removing someone's tub and shower, do you have to go back with a tub, or is there any options as far as like a walk-in shower or anything like that?
Yeah, the beautiful thing about this program that we have is if you have a walk-in tub or if you have a standard tub and you want a walk-in tub, or if you have a tub and you want a walk-in shower, we can accommodate any of your needs and wants that you want to do with your bathroom is completely customizable, and we'll make it, you know, work and fit the way that you want and need it to fit in your home.
Gotcha. And what about does Ultimate Gutter Guard and Bath Solutions by Southern, do you folks do anything along the lines of those the walk-in tubs that some of the senior citizens might need?
Absolutely. So our walk-in tubs, they are such a huge safety concern when you have to step over into a tub, especially for an elderly person. So the walk-in tubs that we offer, they open to the inside of the tub, which allows you to walk into the tub very comfortably and fit well. I'm a big guy myself, and I fit in these things very comfortable, and I have plenty of room. So once you walk into the tub and you sit down in our tub, you close the door, and then you can allow the water to turn on. It's got a safety switch so the water won't overflow the tub. And if you need to get out in a hurry, we guarantee it'll drain in 60 seconds or less.
Gotcha. So no tripping hazards. And that's the big thing. If you've got a standard size tub, you might have to kind of, lift your legs a good 18, 20 inches from the floor to get into that tub.
Yeah, of course. And as you know, bathroom falls are probably the number one cause of accidents in the home because you have water in the bathroom. So the risk of falling is much higher, obviously. I know for me, I wouldn't want my grandparents stepping over a tub. It's much easier when you can just open a door, walk right in and close the door, sit down and have a nice bath.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that Ultimate Gutter Guard and Bath Solutions by Southern, you folks can also help homeowners with patio covers. Talk about those a little bit.
Yeah, so our patio covers are really nice. The weather we're having like today is beautiful outside. If you want to sit outside and enjoy the outdoors but have some kind of cover, we have a non-insulated cover as well as an insulated cover. Our non-insulated cover is made out of aluminum, and then our insulated cover has 18 inches of insulation compressed into three, and then there's an aluminum skin on the top and bottom. With our patio covers, we're able to install a nice ceiling fan so you can sit outside on a warmer day, have the fan going, and still stay in the shade.
Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of dry weather, so people haven't been thinking about their gutters, but that'll change very soon, I'm sure. Why do people need gutters on their house?
I mean, your home is usually your most valuable investment that you have. And what a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, water causes a lot of damage. I mean, look at the Grand Canyon, right? So when it comes to your home, the foundation is compromised when you have a lot of water beating down in the same area over an extended period of time. And what will happen is your foundation, it'll end up cracking or end up crumbling. And then you've got to call a company to come out, jack your house up, put it on studs, and then they'll tell you to come and get gutters from a company. Mm-hmm. So the gutters, you know, they're a water management system. We want to keep the water away from your house so it protects the foundation. Also, if your house does have, you know, a wood frame around the windows, or if you have a stick-built house, the water beating down on that wood is obviously going to cause a lot of rotten issues. And then you've got to repair those rotten issues. And whoever repairs them will tell you to come get gutters as well.
Mm-hmm. And how we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you, how does the Ultimate Gutter Guard work? Does it fit over existing gutters, or do people usually buy new gutters?
Yeah, so we've actually got multiple options available to our customers. If you have existing gutters and they're in great shape and they just get clogged full of debris, then we have a system that'll go on top of your existing gutters that does come with a lifetime clog-free warranty on it. We'll do a tune-up service on your existing gutters, kind of like on an old car. We'll clean them real well, make sure the brackets are level and set correctly, and then add our topper system to it. If you don't have gutters or your gutters are in very bad shape, we'll remove the existing gutters, replace and repair any rotten fascia board that you might have, and then we'll put our new system on, which is called our Ultimate Gutter Guard. It's a two-piece system. It's completely seamless. It has a lifetime clog-free warranty on it.
And how does it work? Because you've got that hood over the gutters, and common sense would say that the water coming off a roof line is going to hit the top of that gutter and then go straight on off the top of the gutter onto the ground below. But is there like a water adhesion? Or?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So the way that our Ultimate Gutter Guard is made, the bottom half is your trough, obviously, which was where we're trying to direct the water into. And the top hood is ran in a seamless form as well. Now, the top hood has a nose forward system. It sits slightly over the top of the trough, and what water does is it adheres to the hood, and it's able to conform to the hood and flow into the gutter because it is a nose forward system, and the nose sits out just a little bit further than the actual trough of the gutter. All the pine straw, leaves, debris, anything that could or would get into your gutters is going to fall off the nose forward system, mm-hmm. but still allowing the water to flow inside of the trough.
The physics make it work.
Absolutely. And the great thing about this gutter system is when we come out and we give free estimates with our ultimate gutter guard, we actually go to your sink with you. We put the gutter guard in your sink, turn the water as high and as fast as it'll go, and actually show you right then and there how that water is going to adhere to the hood and flow into the gutter without shooting over, of course.
Sure. Well, how can folks get more information about Ultimate Gutter Guard and Bath Solutions by Southern?
Yeah, so we have a website. Our website is gutterscharleston.com. Come into our showroom at 7110 Rivers Avenue in North Charleston. We have a nice kiosk at the Northwoods Mall, and we are also one of only three home improvement companies that have a showroom inside of a Walmart. And our Walmart showroom is actually in Somerville on North Main Street. So you can come into any of these locations, talk to any of our certified appointment specialists, and we'll set you up for a free no-obligation estimate that's good for a year.
Good deal. And also come out to see Ultimate Gutter Guard and Bath Solutions by Southern at the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 27th through the 29th at the brand new Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, we've been talking with Brian Bogla with Ultimate Gutter Guard and Bath Solutions by Southern. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Ultimate Gutter Guard and Bath Solutions by Southern, and we're proud to have Ultimate Gutter Guard and Bath Solutions by Southern as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 27th through the 29th. And now we're talking with Melissa Wetzel with QEI Security and Technology. How you doing, Melissa?
I'm good, Tim. How are you?
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about QEI Security and Technology.
Sure. QEI Security and Technology is a locally owned company. We're third generation family owned. We have offices not just here in Charleston, but also in Columbia, Bluffton, and Myrtle Beach.
Uh-huh.
And we provide all kinds of security, home security, residential security, and home automation solutions, as well as higher end full-blown home automation for custom homes.
Mm-hmm. Why does someone need a security system at home?
A security system obviously is going to give you peace of mind. That's the biggest thing, and protect you and ensure when it's professionally monitored and professionally installed, ensure that the police and fire are called immediately when there's an issue. But increasingly, the smart home components are what people are really, really enjoying. So you can add lighting control, remote locks, programmable garage door openers, all of that kind of stuff right to your security system, and you can tie it all together. So mm-hmm. it's through an app on your phone, and there's a setting called Scenes. So let's say that you arm your system after 8 p.m. It can also ensure all your doors are locked and the garage door is down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great way to add that home automation in, but at a very, very reasonable price.
Do you ever have any QEI security and technology customers who have a security system installed, but it's not connected to the police or anything, so that at least there's an alarm that'll go off if someone is trying to break into your house?
Yeah, so you can have a non-monitored system. Our recommendation is always to have it monitored, mm-hmm. and that largely is because of the insurance discount. So State Farm recently said that they provide a minimum of 7% discount on your homeowner's insurance if you have a professionally monitored system versus 2% if you're using a DIY or, you know, something that's self-monitored.
I gotcha. It kind of pays for itself then to in the savings on your insurance.
Absolutely.
So what about, you mentioned that QEI Security and Technology, you folks are in other markets besides just Charleston, how do you folks compete with some of the national security companies?
Generally, we are going to be a less expensive option. We also will not raise a customer's rate throughout their contract. So when you sign a contract with us, your rate will be the same on the last day of the contract as it will on the first day. Mm-hmm. A lot of the national companies raise your rates. So if you're looking into a contract, I would certainly read all of the fine print, whether it's ours or anyone else's. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're a local company. I think that there's a lot to be said for that. Whenever you call, you're going to get someone local on the phone, you're going to talk with someone, you're not going to be pressing buttons. And a lot of times the technician who installs your system is the same technician who will come out if you have a problem. Mm-hmm. So you can really develop that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So QEI Security and Technology, you folks are very well known as a security company, but then you've got the and technology part of in your name. And talk about how you can help homeowners other than just with security.
Sure. So anytime that you're building a new home, whether you're building it through more of a production type builder or a custom builder, we recommend really considering your pre-wiring options. So if you think you might ever want to have music come through speakers in your child's room, do it now when you're building, because it truly is a fraction of the cost. You know, the same thing for any type of home technology. Anytime you can get that during the build is absolutely the best thing to do. However, you know, saying that, we certainly can retro in any kind of products. Mm-hmm. We, in your Daniel Island home tour this past year, we had a home theater that we had retroed, mm-hmm. and you couldn't tell at all. It was an absolutely beautiful job.
Mm-hmm. Are you referring to structured wiring as in terms of wiring your home while it's under construction?
Sure. Structured wiring refers to mostly to your data ports. So, installing a structured wiring system will give you very reliable internet. So a lot of people who work from home or who have a business or who stream a lot, structured wiring is really important. But we can also pre-wire for any audio. If you're going to mount a TV and you want to hide the wires, let's do that during the construction, because again, it's so much cheaper and it's totally possible now to know where you want your TV and to have all the components in a closet or hidden from view. But again, in the build is much easier to do that than mm-hmm. if you wait until after you've moved in.
Right. Well, wire is very cheap. And
it is.
And so it does make sense to kind of future-proof your home by having it wired in advance, even if maybe your budget doesn't allow for some of the bells and whistles like you're talking about. And they're not so much bells and whistles anymore, because, you know, it's almost becoming a necessity. People want to be able to listen to music throughout their house, or they want to be able to have distributed video and be able to watch you know, different movies in different rooms and so forth. And when it comes time to sell your house, if there's a house down the street that is already pre-wired for everything versus your house that maybe is not, it might be kind of that could be a deal breaker, right?
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, you're right. Many of our builders now are including in-ceiling speakers and music ports as a standard option. Mm-hmm. So that just comes with the house because so many people want it, and that's a distinguishing feature for those builders as well.
You mentioned being able to listen to music in all the different rooms. Would that be one of the more popular options that people want in their houses these days?
Yeah, I would say that in the majority of homes that we do install some type of audio solution.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as we talked about earlier, structured wiring also is very important. So many people are streaming now, and you get that spinning wheel of death, and nobody wants that when you're trying to watch Netflix. So having that hardwired internet is really important as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Talk about some of the if someone did want to retrofit in a home theater system or speakers to be able to listen to music in different rooms, When you say retrofit, are you talking about tearing out walls to put wires in, or how does that work?
We are talking about tearing out walls, which is why, you know, we recommend not doing that. We recommend when you pre-wire, you have that wire already in the wall. So sometimes there's a blank plate, but sometimes the wire's just hanging out there in the wall. So you don't see it at all, which is the benefit of a pre-wire. Whereas, you know, when you have to retrofit, yeah, we are going through multiple walls. You're dealing with the drywall mess. And in some circumstances, it's absolutely worth it, and you totally should. But it's just the kind of thing that if you can think ahead and do that pre-wire, and you know, you were talking about cost, you know, just a ballpark, a pre-wire could be $100 or $200, and then trimming out with the actual speakers, you know, could be $500 to $1,000. So adding that $100 in, you know, makes a lot more sense.
It does. Well, how can folks get more information about QEI security and technology?
Absolutely. They can give us a call at 1-844-QEI-SAFE. That's 1-844-734-7233. And our website is QEISecurity.com. We have a blog with lots of great information and tips and ideas. And we talked for a minute about holiday. And I wanted to mention that with a security system, it's great around the holidays. And one fun thing that you can do is take one of your window sensors and put it on your gift cabinet or your gift closet, and then you can get notifications every time that's opened. So you can catch snoopers in your house.
Right. Makes sense. All right. Well, we have been talking with Melissa Wetzel with QEI Security and Technology. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Ultimate Gutter Guard and Bath Solutions by Southern, and they're located at 7110 Rivers Avenue in North Charleston, and we're very proud to have Ultimate Gutter Guard and Bath Solutions by Southern as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show coming up January 27th through the 29th. At the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Dana Armstrong with California Closets. How are you doing, Dana?
I'm good. Thank you.
Dana, take a moment and tell everybody about California Closets.
Well, we're very excited here in Charleston. We have just opened a new showroom. It was a few months ago, but we've worked out the kinks, and it's open from 10 to 6 and every day, Monday through Friday, and 10 to 4 on Saturday. Located just kind of on the verge of Ion on South Shelmore. Very easy to get to, and it's got a lot of great stuff to see in it. So come in and look around.
Yeah, and we have a lot of newcomers to the area, and they might be thinking that California Closets is new to Charleston, but California Closets has been in Charleston for a long, long time, right?
Yes, actually since 1998.
Okay.
And in 2006, we opened our own production facility on James Island. So unlike a lot of other closet companies who have to order segments of things in 18 inches, 24 inches, we actually can manufacture exactly what we need to make you a custom closet. As a designer, if I need 27 and a quarter, I get 27 and a quarter, which is really great.
Do you have customers that tell California Closets exactly what they want, or do they just say, we need to be more organized, we need more space, how can California Closets help?
We have both kinds. I think there are people who are very in tune with exactly what they want in a closet, especially if they've had California Closets before, they know what to expect. But there are other folks that just say, give me my options. And the designer needs to be able to work with both kinds of people.
And you're a designer with California Closets. What are some of the questions that you ask your customers when you're talking about their closets?
Well, my effort is going to be to customize your closet specifically to you. We want a closet that if you're going to be looking later on at resale for your home, we want a closet that's going to work for someone else. But my job is to make the closet work exactly for the kind of things you have, the kind of clothes you wear, as opposed to, say, if you're a woman, if you wear a lot of dresses, as opposed to a woman who only wears pants. Whether you have lots and lots of shoes or if you're not a shoe girl, all those questions are going to enter into what kind of closet you want.
And we have California closets in our house. And one thing that impressed me was when the owner, Steve Rogers, came to talk with us, is he just asked a ton of questions. I mean, he really wanted to get into how we lived and how we would need to use the closet. And I remember telling him that I like to hang stuff up on hooks, and mm-hmm. he made sure that we had plenty of hooks in my side of the closet.
Yes, it's important. We do. I think California closets, I know my training, I had learned to design closets elsewhere, but my training, which was about 10 years ago with California closets, was just specifically to customize me to California closets, was almost 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots and lots of designer training involved.
Closets have really changed a lot over the years. We probably have some listeners now that have the old-fashioned wire racks, mm-hmm. which nobody seems to like. They are always happy to get rid of those wire racks and have a brand new California closet installed. Does California Closets do more remodeling, retrofits, or new construction?
I think it's about both. My experience as a designer is pretty much both. A lot of people building new homes, frequently what will happen is when the building gets down to the wire, your contractor will just throw some wire in there. And at the end of the financial process, and then you need to turn around and redo your closet. I always advise people that are building new homes to not let them put that wire in. We're just going to turn around and take it out.
Mm-hmm.
So you can save a little bit that way.
What's the smallest space that California Closets that you've had experience with helping a homeowner?
I just did a reach-in closet that was 22 inches wide, so that's probably good. And this was specifically, it was a hall closet. We specifically tailored it to work for little kids, so we have a hanging rod on the bottom that the kids can put their jackets on with shelves above for their hats and kid paraphernalia.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be teaching them to be organized, you know, at the same time it's getting their clutter out of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. The old drop zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what about the biggest? What's the biggest closet, California closet, that you've been involved with?
Personally, it would be turning a large bedroom, it was probably 22 by 22, into a closet, which was great fun.
Did they put a bedroom addition onto their house to replace the bedroom that they were making into a closet?
Actually, no, I had... Now that you mentioned that, I did have another project where they built an addition that was a closet onto a house.
Hmm.
That was fun too. But the largest one was this, the one I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right, and those are the ones that a lot of times you see in the magazines, and you,
yes.
you dream a little bit, and
yes.
oh, I would love to be able to walk into that space and
uh-huh.
be able to sit down on the. On the sofa in there, and you've got an island with all of the little drawers for your
yes,
accoutrements and stuff.
Yes, and a place to sit while you put on your shoes, and yeah, all the bells and whistles. As a designer, you know, it's quite true what you say about that kind of closet, but my goal has always been to make every closet that I do, no matter how simple, to give it that wow factor when
mm-hmm.
the person walks into the closet in the morning and they say, "Oh, this is nice." You know, it's a little. This is sort of like a little department at Bloomingdale's,
right?
You know, rather than just my closet,
right?
You know, so
right.
that's the fun part.
What are the most popular finishes that California Closets is offering these days? Because I'm sure you do more than just white melamine, right?
We do. We have 18 different finishes, which I think is more than any other folks that are doing closets here in Charleston. And they go from the flat finishes to the very heavily textured wood grain tessoro finishes that come from Italy. I think the most popular right now are the Lago wood grains. There are, I think, 6 or 7 different wood grain tones in that, but many of them tone with the new gray. You see so much gray mm-hmm. now in design, and they're not gray colors, but they tone beautifully with the gray, so they look just terrific.
And this is kind of a surprise, but California Closets also offers a lot of lighting options for their closets. And because a lot of people, if you rely on just the light that's in the ceiling, there's a lot of dark spots in a walk-in closet, right?
Yes, there are. And there's so many exciting innovations we have in lighting. You can get hanging rods that are lit, or in addition to recessed lighting, of course, or track lighting, vertical lighting that illuminates your shelves with your shoes and handbags. We have lighting options that turn on when you walk into the closet or the room. Other options where you just wave your hand at it and mm-hmm. it comes on. It's really lovely looking.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big proponent in people remodeling and doing it, not waiting until they're ready to sell their house, but do it while they're going to be living there and they can enjoy it for years and years and years. And usually you can get back a portion or sometimes even all of that investment that you make in the remodeling project. And I'm going to venture a guess that if someone has California Closets, do their closets in their home, when they go to sell, they're going to mention California Closets by name. They're going to say, "We have California Closets in the master bedroom or something," right?
Yes,
it's a big selling point.
Yes, it is. It's interesting that you bring that point up. Realtors tell us that you generally get 100% of your investment in your closet back when you sell your home, simply because it says California Closets in your ad. We're the only name that has national recognition.
Right.
That when people see that name in your ad, everybody generally says, "Ooh, you know, that's what I want."
Right, right. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about California Closets?
You can go to our website, californiaclosets.com. Here in Charleston, just Google California Closets showroom, and it will give you our specific phone number, and Google Maps will get you right there.
Mm-hmm. And you folks, the new showroom is located in Mount Pleasant, right near the Bilo.
Yes, exactly. Just past the Bilo on South Shelmore.
Kind of over near the Ion subdivision.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. The beginning of Ion.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Dana Armstrong with California Closets. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Ultimate Gutter Guard and Bath Solutions by Southern. And now we're talking with Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing. How are you doing, Rick?
I'm doing very well, Tim. How are you?
Good. Rick, take a moment and tell everybody about Carolina Machine Finishing.
Carolina Machine Finishing is a pre-prime, pre-paint, pre-stain service. We're located in North Charleston, and we basically encapsulate, seal on all six sides, building materials before they ever go to the job site to increase their longevity, durability, paint retention. It's just a better way to run a piece of building material through a machine, seal it so it lasts longer.
Gotcha. And Rick, how long has Carolina Machine Finishing been around?
We are approaching 19 years.
19 years. And as you have experienced, it's an education process. You are constantly educating the public, not just homeowners, but also you do a lot of continuing education for architects and builders, right?
That is correct. So the goal is to educate them and to understand the logic or the method behind the madness of why would you seal a piece of building material? You're spending money to coat the backside of something that nobody's ever going to see. But it's that that scientific process of sealing it, why you do that. It's always we take time to train architects, builders, and homeowners. So you'd mm-hmm. be surprised. I think homeowners are as interested as the builder and the architect. So when we do the Charleston Home and Design shows, it's fascinating the number of homeowners that come by, and they really engage because they want to understand. They're the ones who are going to be suffering from consequences of increased maintenance and those type issues, so they're very interested.
Well, let's kind of jump ahead to the benefit of listening to some of the specifics of what Carolina Machine Finishing does, because if you own a home, if you're building a house, if you're remodeling, You don't want to make any mistakes, or as few as possible. And then you also want to make sure that, or if it's possible, you would love your house to be as maintenance free as you can. Low maintenance is probably a good goal to strive for. And so, Carolina Machine Finishing, you folks have a process that when you're building a house, you're going to be using lots of lumber, lots of wood, and Carolina Machine Finishing has a process that helps make that lumber more low maintenance. And because lumber, what happens typically if it's not maintained or if it's not prepped the proper way before it's put onto a house? What will happen
to that
lumber?
That's a great question. And best place to try to identify that, because everybody has porch floors. Some people have concrete, but there's a lot of wood used on porch flooring. And as I've traveled from New Orleans to, I guess I should say that New Orleans, to Delaware, and training architects, builders, and talking to homeowners, that's a significant problematic issue. So if we talk about that for just a minute, it also translates to exterior trim, window seals, siding, fencing, porch railing. But on porch flooring, 5/4 by 4, tongue and groove porch floor, you'd only put it on a covered porch. And it's where you see the most problem failure. I get photos from Virginia. I'm always doing forensic work for companies all over. And the problem is moisture. When moisture gets into a piece of wood, or you trap moisture into a piece of wood, that's when it's going to begin to either fail prematurely or move beyond its envelope of what you would want it to move. And that's what causes a lot of problems. So that's a phenomenon of what is equilibrium moisture content.
And the homeowner, when that happens, they look at their porch floor and they say, "I just spent all this money on building this new house or remodeling, and now look at my porch flooring. It's starting to cup. It's starting to expand. It doesn't look good. This is not the way it's supposed to be." So they point the finger squarely at the architect or their builder. And that's one of the reasons why you do so much continuing education with architects and builders, is to try to educate them so that they can avoid having these problems with callbacks from the homeowner saying, "I'm not satisfied with my house."
That's exactly right. So I say in every architect and every builder conference that I teach that people are always looking for the alternative to a wood product. It's the number one thing when somebody comes in selling the latest, greatest, newest product, whether it's concrete, metal, whatever. They come into the architect's office, builder's office, say, "Look, it looks just like wood." Because mm-hmm. the reality is we love wood, and wood has not failed us. We're seeing a significant increase of the use of wood in framing and exterior trim products. It's growing exponentially because it is a more environmentally friendly process. The problem is wood didn't fail us. We failed wood. So when we just stop doing things the way we knew how to do them, for the namesake of production, to get more material into the field, we compromised. And when we compromised, wood failed. Homeowners are the ones who suffer because they're the ones paying the replacement cost. And that's what our Carolina Machine Finishing's sole purpose is to do just that, to increase the longevity, durability, and life cycle of that mm-hmm. piece of wood building material.
Well, and again, just to jump ahead a little bit, the process that Carolina Machine Finishing uses doesn't cost it. It's not going to cost the homeowner anymore, and in fact, it's going to save the homeowner money. And how does that happen?
Yes, that's exactly right. Because Forest Products Laboratory, for years, and many many architects for years, specified a high tech process called back priming. It's not very high tech. I say that tongue in cheek. It was just sitting in, and what that required was a carpenter set building material up, whether it was trim, fencing, railing, porch flooring, to set up sawhorses and to put a coat of sealer on that piece of building material.
On the backside. Okay.
And then when it was installed, then now you've got an exposed face and you can coat the face. And that was a common specification for years. It's long since left the spec process now. And consequently, it doesn't get done. Consequently, wood fails. So our process does just that. We're glorified back primers. We run every piece of building material, whether it's trim, fencing, railing, porch flooring, through a machine in a horizontal plane, we can put four times more coating, thickness-wise, on four times more surface area because we're coating not only the face, but the ends, the sides, and the back for less money. And it's just because it's a better mousetrap where the guy's setting up sawhorses, painting it in the field. It's time-consuming. It's costly. You're paying a high-powered carpenter to do work that he shouldn't have to do. We run it through machines, so when it shows up at the job site, it's already ready to go.
Mm. And, I was out in a walk this morning and saw a big pile of lumber, and it had rained recently, and I thought that lumber is just sitting there on the job site soaking up rain. And so somebody who, I remember 20-some years ago when I was doing a remodel project and replacing some siding, and the carpenter very confidently said, oh, you want to back prime the siding before we put it up. And I thought, oh, wow, this is awesome. I'm going to be ahead of the game on this. But if you were to take that wet piece of lumber and back prime it, and then seal the front and the side, that's sealing in the water, correct, the moisture content into the wood itself.
Right. So if you seal in a piece of wet wood, if you seal it with water in it, then it's going to fail, at an accelerated rate because you trap moisture. So what the goal is, and what Carolina Machine Finishing does for servicing all the lumber companies in the Lowcountry, many across the state, we moisture check every order that comes to our facility. We deep probe check it. To make sure that the moisture content is at or near equilibrium moisture content, which in Lowcountry is about, on exterior, is about 15%. So that wood should be in that proximity. 16, 16.5, 17% is an acceptable range. But if you're sealing it at 20, 21, 22%, it's going to fail.
Mm-hmm. And so, Kind of paint a picture for our listeners of what it looks like for like a piece of siding, a long piece of siding to be coated at Carolina Machine Finishing.
Well, that siding on the infeed end of our machine, we've got a set of pressure-driven rollers, and we feed that board in the flat plane. So if you're talking about, if the listeners picture just a square, a rectangular board, a piece of 1 inch thick by 8 inch wide, 16 foot long piece of material, it's fed in at the end feed into the machine, and then it's flood applied. There's as much coating goes on the face and the back side of the board. It's as thick as your little finger, the average listener's little finger, not that carpenter with the great big hands. But it's about that much coating that's applied to all six sides of the board. So then as it runs the machine, coating is flying everywhere because now the machine's job is to get all that excess coating off, to leave 6 mil wet film, which dries to about 2-2.5% dry film, which is about 3 to 4 times more than a field painter can put on because he's limited when he puts it up. It's in the vertical plane. That 1x8 is now standing vertical, and he can't put that much coating on because it'll run and sag. It's not his fault. Gravity works against him. Gravity works for us. So we're able to run it through that machine. We can paint an entire 3,000 square foot house, siding and trim, in about 2 hours, all six sides.
Wow. And so when we used Carolina Machine Finishing when we were building our house, we had Carolina Machine Finishing prime the siding plus put one of the top coats on, and there you have a name for that, right?
Yeah, we call it that's a two in one. So we do the primer and the first finish, and then it gets a field finish.
Right. So when the siding showed up at the job site, it was already painted. It was already primed and painted and ready to go up. If it rained on the siding that had already been primed and coated, didn't do any harm to it. And then when the carpenters put the siding up on the house, the painters came by afterwards and put a top coat on it. And we had already told the painters, the paint contractor, what we were doing with Carolina Machine Finishing. So he said, oh, okay, so I don't have to charge you for priming in the field and then putting two coats on top. All I'm going to do is caulk and put a top coat on, so I'm going to charge you less. So that saved us money. And then it also saved us money by going with Carolina Machine Finishing, because what you charge is saves homeowners money in the long run.
Yeah, we like to think that it's about 50 cents on the dollar. It's about what it saves. But you get twice as much for that 50%. So technically, I guess it's translate to 25%. There's mathematicians figure that out better than I. And just this past weekend, for case in point, my family and I, we drove down to Edisto to see the, you know, what had happened from the storm, recent storm. And we got there, and there's a particular house that we did about 14, 15 years ago that I was particularly interested to see how it had weathered. One of the first ones to have a significant amount of fiber cement, a lot of pressure-treated wood that we had taken a lot of care in. And I was happy to see 14, 15 years later, this house that had just weathered a recent hurricane was in absolute immaculate condition. It was the original paint job that I could tell just because of the mold and mildew that was growing at the caulk joints, but the rest of the body, it was a little bit of fade, but it looked absolutely spectacular. The only failure I saw on any wood was where the winds had sandblasted the paint off of one side of all the porch railing. Other than that, there was not a rotted piece of wood, not a peeling piece of wood on that entire house. I was quite proud.
Right, right. Yeah, and in our neighborhood, several of the neighbors have already repainted their house, you know, that they built about 10 years ago. Or it looks like it's in terrible shape and needs to be repainted. And our house looks great. It's been going on 9 years, and the house looks great. The siding and so forth. We're going to redo the white trim, which has gotten a little bit of mildew over the years, which is normal. But back to what we're talking about, a lot of people are using pressure-treated lumber for exterior trim on their house. And talk about how Carolina Machine Finishing, what would be the message that you would tell a homeowner that they need to tell their builder to make sure to do?
The beauty of the pressure-treated wood, our industry in the Low Country has been looking for products that you can use on an exterior because we like thicker sidings. A lot of neighborhoods won't even allow some of the fiber cement sidings like I have on my home because it's 5/16 inch thick. It's a very thinner profile. It doesn't create the shadow lines, and there's a lot of communities that do not allow that, including downtown Charleston because of the Board of Architectural Review. They want those shadow lines and the deeper reveals. Well, in order to do that, you have to have a thicker piece of trim to complement that around your windows, corner boards, and things. And there's just a void of product out there to be able to meet that need, particularly products that will last under low country climatic conditions. We've seen a lot of imports from Europe, a lot of imports from Southeast Asia. They come in, they're there for a year, and they fail. But what we've seen over the past 15 years is a move toward an increased use of our only and most prolific indigenous product, Southern Yellow Pine. Taking a piece of Southern Yellow Pine, pressure treating it, kiln drying it to equilibrium moisture content, and then milling it to a profile, whether it's a 2x4, 2x6, piece of cove molding, a porch baluster, a porch top rail. Then it's milled after it's dried. So now it's dimensionally stable. It's been infused with all the chemicals to make it last longer. And once it's dry and milled, we've been sealing those products for all the lumber yards in Charleston with an oil-based coating, an oil-based primer, to seal it and to trap it. We've watched those products now. They've been out there for 15 years with incredible longevity, which is why I was on Edisto looking at that particular project. And that has increased the use of a renewable, the most renewable, sustainable product in the Lowcountry, which is Southern Yellow Pine. And we're watching a lot of it go out there. We're proud to be the pre-finishers of it, and that's locally available through every lumberyard. They can go by different names, but it's basically the same product, and it's pressure-treated Southern Yellow Pine, dried, milled, primed by Carolina Machine Finishing.
Well, that's a good point you make because if you are building a house, more than likely you're going to be purchasing your lumber from like a Southern Lumber or a Buck Lumber, one of those lumber yards. And they all of the lumber yards want to distinguish themselves as being different from another, but not surprisingly, they all go to the same source, which is Carolina Machine Finishing, to have their lumber primed and in some cases primed and coated.
That's correct, and it's a unique relationship, and we love all of our local lumber yards, and we do coat for them. Though they compete with each other, we're providing them the highest end, the high watermark for coating and wood protection, and that's what we do. We do that uniquely, and we do that uniformly across the board. So whether you're buying Buck Lumber's Boss Wood, which is an incredible product, or you're buying Southern Lumber's Elite, or you're buying material from Berlin G. Myers, GNS Supply, you may get a different color on your pressure treated wood, but you're still getting a kiln dried, milled after the fact, pressure treated material that's designed to go the distance, sealed by Carolina Machine Finishing with the best long term oil based primer on the market.
You know, you that expression, you get what you pay for, is usually true, but in this case, you're really getting more than you pay for. You're getting a better product on your house that'll last longer, less maintenance for you. But you're not paying a higher cost necessarily by using Carolina Machine Finishing.
It's a cost savings, Tim, and that's why we're proud to be an advertiser with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, because we feature comments by architects and builders, mm-hmm. because there's no greater testimonial, no greater advertising for a prominent builder west of the Ashley, east of the Cooper, Kiowa, to say, we've used this product for nearly 20 years and I don't have failure. So, we love those articles. We get calls all the time because premier builders, premier architects use it. And so do average people like myself.
What's it like when you're talking to a homeowner at a home show, at one of our home shows, and they're building their house? They might have a set of plans and tucked in their arm, and they're trying to absorb as much information from as many vendors as possible at a home show. And when they talk to Carolina Machine Finishing, what's it like when you see that light bulb go off above their head?
That's a great question, and it's been some of the most fun times we've ever had is doing these shows for all these many years, because we meet three customers. We meet the customer that comes in with the blueprints, who are looking for the best products, and they will spend an inordinate amount of time talking to us. We're coders. The painter in the building, and they spend a lot of time talking to us, and they leave excited with the information. They call us. We provide samples for them free of charge. We do all that. The second group that we see are folks that who've talked to us in shows past, planning to build, and come back and have specifically sought us out to make sure that we can do what it is they're looking to accomplish, because they want to incorporate our process into their project. And the third and people that we hate to see come through are the folks who come through and they've just finished building their house and they're all excited and they want to know what we do, and we tell them, and the color drains out of their face and they think, our builder did not do that to our house. Mm. We are so upset. But we see it both ways. We love the first two, and we try to be gracious to those third folks as
right.
Well,
it's like those pharmaceutical ads you see on TV. Ask your doctor. In this case, ask your builder. Don't ask. Tell your builder.
Correct.
Because you, as a homeowner, you're the decision maker. You're the one paying the bills. And sometimes builders, they may not be completely familiar with the process. You may have to educate them on what you want done. But tell your builder. Insist that your builder use Carolina Machine Finishing, and you'll get a superior product that'll last longer and be lower maintenance. Your house will look better for years and years and years than if you don't use Carolina Machine Finishing. How can folks get more information about Carolina Machine Finishing?
That's great. We are available on the web at cmfprefinish.com, or you can do the long version, carolinamachinefinishing.com. Or you can call us at our office at 843-760-0029.
And your plant is in North Charleston as well.
It is in North Charleston. And they can also visit us at the next Charleston Home and Design show, whenever that'll be.
Well, great. Well, we have been talking with Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Tim. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home.
You've been been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.